Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You've been listening already. We consider that a sign of a high intelligence. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. Richard DeKayser is our good friend. Richard is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Woodley Park Research. He's been one of the top economists in our Brain Trust for a long time. But not just in our Brain Trust, the USA Today recognized him as the top economist in the country not that very long ago. He's our good friend, Richard DeKayser. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Richard, on Monday, it was announced officially that the recession was over. And I thought, well, wait a minute, I thought we knew that a year ago. And then yesterday, the Fed met. And they leaked out that they're increasingly concerned about the economy, and that they're prepared to do whatever they need to do, and that got folks into a little bit of jitters. And small business owners are they don't want to hear about the recession being over because they're still uncertain about so many things like taxes and health care, et cetera, et cetera. We got record unemployment. We got cyclical and structural unemployment. Housing is in the doldrums, et cetera, et cetera. It's the worst basket of problems that I've seen in my long career. What do you think?
Well, it is, and it's kind of a contradiction. It's true. The recession's over. It ended last June. The high priests of economics who make that pronouncement usually do so with a lag of about a year, and they were true to form once again this time. So, but that's something that economists are more preoccupied with than most folks. The fact
right.
that the economy is growing, and they literally look at four things, or focus mostly on four things, employment, industrial production, incomes, and sales. So they've stopped going down. They've been going up since June of last year. That's the good news. But as you point out, the economy is going in the right direction, but it's far from where it belongs. Unemployment is high, 9.7%. We should be somewhere between 5 or 6%. Factories still aren't operating at high rates of utilization. Home prices have not rebounded. They're pretty much floating along the bottom. So, technically, we're in a recovery. It is something that is perceptible only by people who look at it the way economists do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there's still a long way to go. You ended your comment on housing, which I think is appropriate because that is absolutely the epicenter of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because it's people's largest asset and affects them in terms of their wealth holdings, but also because it's the largest asset at banks. And as long
right.
as banks are losing money, as they have been, on their housing-related assets, that's going to make them skittish about lending, and that's the biggest factor that we've seen in the so-called credit crunch.
Well, it's kind of the nexus of whether we're doing well or whether we're not doing well, isn't it, housing? Because when a house is sold, when a house is being prepared to be sold, after a house is sold, there's so many parts of the economy that touches all three of those transactions.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's housing is only about 3% of GDP, or total output of goods and services in our economy, but between 2006 and 2009, it was falling at such a pace, a double-digit collapse, that little 3% of GDP was actually subtracting a full percentage point from growth. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but
mm-hmm.
an economy that's growing under normal circumstances, 2 or 3% a year, subtracting a percentage point is quite a bit. And those are only the direct effects. You mentioned the indirect effects, going to the stores for appliances and furnishings, and then putting money in the pockets of the real estate brokers in turn who hire people and spend on their own. Easily, but the full impact with indirect effects is double that. So we've
yeah.
been subtracting close to 2 percentage points, and that's not even talking about some of the other related aspects like the credit crunch, like the wealth effect. So it is the nexus of all these things, and that's why people, I think, appropriately are focusing on every little indicator month to month, week to week.
Well, the other thing, Richard, is a lot of businesses are surviving and they're doing okay, but only because they've gotten their operation trimmed down to the point where they can survive with the current level of businesses out there, which is good for those businesses, but it's not good for the people who were affected by the cutbacks. And I mean, those people are still adrift, and that's a compounding effect in the marketplace, and kind of a paradoxical effect, I think, too. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Richard DeKayser is our guest. We're talking about the economy. We got a lot more questions for him, and he'll have a lot of good answers that I know you're going to want to hear. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's the Atlanta Rhythm section to take us out.
Ain't much, but it's home.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.